And best festivals of this year will undoubtedly be the Sydney Underground Film Festival. There's heaps of workshops and features and interactive screenings, and there's something pretty much for everyone. So I've got the program manager of SUFF, the Sydney Underground Film Festival, Nathan Sen, talking about what to expect from the upcoming festival. So what is the Sydney Underground Film Festival all about?
Not set up in opposition to any other film festivals, but I guess 11 years ago when the festival was started with by our directors, Stefan and Catherine, they just felt that there was a bit of a lack of the type of films that they wanted to go out and see in the cinemas. I mean, everything was sort of veering towards the mainstream, and that really experimental sort of left of centre.
That's okay, because I actually was reading about there's a all-you-can-eat cereal screening. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Okay, this year we've got two screenings of that. One is a morning screening for the whole family. So it's cartoons from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, like really nostalgic, the type of thing that you'd used to turn on Channel 7 and watch Saturday morning when you're a kid. Heaps of fun stuff, and a smorgasbord of like all-you-can-eat cereal. So come down in the morning. Some people, we had it for the first year last year. Some people rocked up in pajamas, really dressed up, went all out for it. So that's heaps of fun. Definitely encourage people to come down for that. And then I think the night before, actually, we've got like an adult-only version this year. So that's more your kind of like adult swim cartoon, like really weird. More the stuff that you sort of watch maybe when you're in high school or at uni. Same deal, lots of cereal. But it's the first year doing that one, so
I might have to check it out, because seriously, I love Nutri-Grain and movies at the same time. That sounds like a perfect concept.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's all sugary. It's like Fruit Loops,
great.
Cocoa Pops, Nutri-Grain, all the good stuff.
So needs to be.
should be a fun event, yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like a pretty unique festival. What are some other things that make this festival unique?
So we've got our special screenings, as you mentioned. Beyond that, we've got a series of masterclasses this year. That's pretty exciting for emerging filmmakers or people just interested in maybe trying their hand at film. We've got some 16mm workshops that we're presenting.
That's pretty unique in Sydney. Film classes where you're actually using 16mm film again. Why was that? Why did that come about?
We actually had a series of events earlier in the year, because throughout the year we do sort of secret cinema screening. Usually we just show films. Spur of the moment, don't know what they are, rock up, and there's something weird and wacky from the past. But just for something different this year, we teamed up with Peter Humble, who's the founder of the Workshop for Potential Cinema. He sort of teaches 16mm filmmaking at the Sydney College of the Arts. So we invited members of the public basically to come down once a week for a month and basically make your own film on 16mm from start to finish. And then that sort of culminated in a screening of all the films. It was really well attended, and the quality of the films that we showed were excellent. So this is a bit of a follow-on from that. There are two workshops, I believe. One's about screening, so teaching people how to use a Bolex camera, and then the other's about printing, so the actual printing process of the film itself. So, yeah, that's really exciting.
But I was wondering, 2017, what makes it different to 2016 or previous years?
I think this year it's a bit weirder. I mean, and you know, that's coming from a festival that sort of is renowned for being weird. This year we've got a lot of titles that are just really unique and left of centre and, like, nothing that I've ever seen, I guess.
It sounds like you've got interactive screenings, really. Like, there's the eating cereal as well as the workshops, and this is a lot to do in just a couple of days as well. It seems back-to-back. Are you going to be busy?
Oh, absolutely. It's flat out. So we open on Thursday, the 14th of September, and it runs through till Sunday, the 17th. Basically got screenings on all those days back to back. So we screen something like 40 features. We've got five short program blocks, as well as the two cartoon serial parties, and then five masterclasses. So there's heaps on. The point you make is true. I think part of the festival is about engaging people, and so it's interactivity is really important. We don't just want people to sort of come down and watch a film and then go home and, you know,
yeah,
go on with their everyday lives. Yeah,
exactly.
We want people to sort of come and have an experience and be moved by it. And sometimes, you know, because it's weird content, that means being challenged or confronted or having their minds blown. So, you know, I think when we're programming the festival, that's sort of the goal.
Yeah.
To curate experiences that people can have, take skills away, take experience the way and be moved.
And I mean, you've just been talking about this, a great festival. Where can we get tickets and are there any left?
Absolutely. The best place to go is our website. So it's www.suff.com.au. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets there. We've got programs out on the street. So most cafes around the inner west and parts of Sydney, you can pick up a printed program. And if sessions don't sell out, you can always come to the Factory Theatre on the day and buy tickets at the door.
The Factory Theatre in Marrickville, that is?
In Marrickville, yes, that's correct.
Cool. Okay, well, here at Afters, we have a tagline that states, what matters to you? So I'd really like to ask you, Nathan, what matters to you?
I think I'll try and answer that, not just for myself, but as a representative of SAF. I think trying to help emerging filmmakers and artists present them with a platform to screen their work and to learn skills is ultimately the thing that matters most to me and to the SAF team.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Nathan. That was Nathan from Nathan Sen from the SAF Sydney Underground Film Festival, and he's the program manager.